The gospel today is we hear about what happened with Simon's mother-in-law and all the people who were healed by our blessed Lord. We recognize the difficulty, the struggle that these people would have. They found somebody who could do extraordinary things, and they wanted him to stay there because he could do extraordinary things. What a great thing this would be. Got a miracle worker right in our midst. Wouldn't this be wonderful? We can just keep him here. He can keep healing everybody. If somebody gets sick, just come over, he'll lay his hands on, they're healed. Man, this is a great deal. Yeah, and it's also totally selfish. Look what I can gain from this person. There is, as St. Paul points out, a great gain in religion. And we have to be able to recognize that. Obviously, our souls cannot be saved apart from Jesus Christ. There is tremendous gain. And yet, we then have to take it to the next step and say, do I just want this for me? Or do I want this for everyone? What these people wanted was just something for themselves. We can keep the miracle worker right here in our town. We can have somebody at our beck and call. It's the way a lot of people treat prayer. I should just be able to go to prayer, say, give me, give me, give me, and he's supposed to jump. Just like the nonsense that we heard last week. Obviously, prayer doesn't work. We don't need prayer because these kids were praying and they got shot anyway. It's like, we're not talking about a magician. We're not talking about somebody who, as long as I snap my finger, he should do what I told him to do. Or that because I prayed, therefore, I'm not going to suffer. In fact, we all know better than that. If you pray, guess what's going to happen? You're going to suffer more. Now, in our selfishness, then we might say, well, then I should quit praying. That'd be really stupid. But we do have to recognize the humanness of this. It always starts with a selfish motive. Most of us haven't gotten to the point in the spiritual life where we are just totally conformed to the will of God, and therefore everything is pure charity, which means that there is selfishness in anything and everything that we do. And so it always starts with a selfish thing. But the question is, are we moving beyond that? St. Paul praises the people of Colossae because of the faith that they have in Jesus. Would he be able to say that about us? And it's not just a matter of believing that Jesus is the Lord. It's a matter of acting upon that. It's a matter of allowing that faith to really take root in us and change us so that the way we live our lives is truly for him. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we even want to do? For all too many people, we want Jesus. They're sort of like an insurance policy, almost as if to say, well, just in case this is real, it's real, and it's as real as it can get. There is no just in case. But we just sort of want him there for when we want him, when it's convenient to us, when there's something we can get from him. Then we want to be able to snap our finger once again and tell him what he's supposed to do. Are we really living our lives for him? Now, again, let's put this into proper context. He came specifically for us. He lives for you. Obviously, he lives for God. But he lives for you. So there's no problem on that side. I think it's a great lesson we can all learn from Padre Pio when he said, I don't ever ask for anything for myself. I pray for other people, but I never ask for anything for myself. Because the Lord knows what I need. He'll take care of it. He knew the Lord loved him. And when you love somebody, that means to do what's the best for them. So he knew, as long as he's trying to serve the Lord, he's loving the Lord, the Lord is loving him. He doesn't have to worry about himself. That's God's problem. For some of us, God's got a bigger problem than others, but nonetheless, that's God's problem. If he's going to take care of us, we need to be looking out for him. Now, obviously, he's in heaven, and we can say, well, what do we have to look out for him? Are we doing his will? Do we want other people to be saved? Do we want others to know about him? Do we want to continue his work? That's the part we have to look at. We have the demons who knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And yet the vast majority of the world today either doesn't know that or has rejected it. Do we really want what is best for them? Do we want their conversion? Do we want them to know the Lord? We can't keep this to ourselves. It's not a private, personal thing. It's not a gift that was given just to us alone, but it's a gift that's given to be given. And the more that you give, the more that you receive. So if you try to keep it for yourself, you're going to lose what you've got. But the more you can open your heart to be able to give, the more that God can fill it up. So that's the important thing that we have to look at. Like I said, it's always going to start as something selfish. It has to. But we have to learn to go beyond that. So it's a great thing for each and every one of us to look at. Have I gone beyond that? Or am I moving in that direction? Am I trying to go beyond that? Or am I stuck in my selfishness? Something very, very important. Because the whole of the spiritual life, and consequently the whole of the focus of religion, is to get the focus off of ourselves and put it on to the Lord. It's the love of God and love of neighbor. So we need to get away from our own self. That's not easy. We grow up in a very selfish way. We live in a selfish society. The focus is on the self. So it's a real fight against our own self to be able to do what we're supposed to do, to be able to have the freedom that God wants us to have. So that's the challenge for every last one of us, to really look seriously at this. Praise God, you have that faith. And so we can say with St. Paul that we give thanks for God, to God for what he has done in you and what he is doing in you. Praise him. But now each one of us needs to look at that and say, now, what am I doing with that? It is a total grace that you have that faith. It is a gift from God. Now what are we doing with that gift? Are we using it for his glory? Or are we just taking it as a personal thing? It's mine. It was given to me. It's mine. It's for me. It was given to you, but not merely for you. Yes, indeed, for you. It is the greatest gift. But then it needs to be used for others, to be a gift to others. So that's what we want to look at. Again, however that's going to work. Praying for people, that's something for all of us. Some people are going to have to go out and speak with others, or go out and preach, or do whatever it is, work with the poor. However this is going to operate in your life, let God lead. But take the gift and put it into practice, to accept what God has given and recognize it is not just for me alone, But what he has given to me to save my soul, he wants now for me to bring to others so that others too can know the Lord, so that that same gift can be theirs, and then it can spread from there. That's what St. Paul was praising God for, that the gospel was spreading throughout the world. Today, it's doing exactly the opposite. It is receding in the world. And so that's where we have a great opportunity to be able to try to reverse that, to be able to bring that gospel to others so that once again, it will truly spread, not only throughout the world, but most importantly, that it will spread to people's hearts and minds so that we and they can live the gospel, and in that, the world can be transformed.